Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, and welcome to Trundlebed Tales. Today we are doing a roundup for what's going on this month in November 2012. The numbers again, as always, are 714-242-5253 or toll-free 1-877-633-9389. That's 1-877-633-9389. And as a reminder, you can use those numbers not only to call in and talk to your host or any of my guests, but also to listen. So if you're out and about when the show is on and you want to listen live, you can sure do that. Otherwise, you can, of course, stream it and participate in our chat. Now, what's going on this month is fairly active for a November, where we're usually seeing things kind of calm down. Most of the Little House home sites are closed for the most part. There's a few that are still open, the Memorial Society in DeSmet and the gift shop in Walnut Grove. Mansfield is due to close November 15th, but they possibly could be doing a Christmas event, so if you're in the area, you may want to check with them about that. And Malone has, even though they closed September 30th, will be reopening for one day for a special event December 1st. That's their annual Christmas with El Manzo event. So be sure to think about that. Also, Walnut Grove did have a special event that's already gone by. It was November 1st, and it was in conjunction with the Five Laura Home Sites meeting. It was really successful for being that time of year, and I think that they're probably going to do it again next time they have the home site meeting there. So that is always good news. More Laura events is all to the good. And while we're still talking about the home sites, I want to remind everybody that if you've got a special Laura someone that you want to, or that you're going to be getting a present for Christmas, I strongly recommend that you at least consider getting something from one of the gift shops. Several of them are still open, and it's really great to be able to both get something you like and support the home sites, because most of them, the money coming in from the gift shops provides a big share of their budget. So please think about that. And remember shipping time. So even though we're not right up against it yet, now would be a great time to start thinking and poking around through their online gift stores and seeing what they've got. Now, one more special event that I wanted to be sure to mention that isn't really connected with one of the home sites. Earlier this month, we were supposed to have Caroline Frazier, who is the woman who updated and edited the Library of America edition of the Little House series. She's going to be coming in, she was supposed to be coming in this month, but her travel plans got slammed by Superstorm Sandy, so she wasn't able to make it in. They have now rescheduled, and she is going to be in Iowa City December 3rd at the Iowa City Public Library in the evening. And she's going to be on the air with Talk of Iowa also that morning on December 3rd at 10 o'clock our time, Central Time. And that feed will be available nationwide, worldwide. So if you want to listen to her, if you have a question, that they are really good about taking questions multiple ways on Talk of Iowa. So if you're interested at all in that, a new edition, that I strongly recommend you to take a listen to that, and I'll be sure to put a post up with a link once it's in their archive. Well, speaking of speaking of radio shows, let's move along to what we've got coming up on Trundle Bed Tales this month. We're still kind of working on getting our normal schedule feet back under us, but we've got a couple of really cool programs this month that I think that you'll enjoy. First up is going to be tomorrow night, and we are going to be talking Thanksgiving history with Sandra Oliver, who literally wrote a book on the history of Thanksgiving called Giving Thanks. Oliver has done an awful lot of wonderful things with food history, and this book is especially interesting, and I think that everybody will enjoy it. I talked a little bit about some of the highlights of the book last year, and you can find my Thanksgiving episode archive from last year, but I think you'll enjoy this one tomorrow night. Now, it's going to be at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, 8 p.m. Central Time, 7 p.m. Mountain Time, and 6 p.m. Pacific Time. Now, that is a little earlier than normal. Normally, I try and make it just a little later because I think it works better for people, but we'll give this a try, see how it works. And Sandra lives in Maine, so it's a little easier for her to go with this time. Then, the following week, Wednesday, November 21st, the night before Thanksgiving, and remember, if you're on the way to grandmother's house, you can always call in by phone and listen as you drive along. I'm going to be talking with the people from the Bala Museum up in Canada. Now, this is Linda and Jack Hutton, and they're going to talk about how they came to start the Bala Museum, the Ellen Montgomery connection to the area, and her adult novel, The Blue Castle. Then we're going to talk about Linda's collection and the museum's connection to the Sullivan production of Anne of Green Gables. And really, the big project that they have done, besides restoring the museum itself, is that Linda and Jack have really done some incredible things to bring back to life one of those lost silent movies that you hear about, that so many of them, the only copies are lost or destroyed, and we have no way to recover them. Well, it turns out that they found a way, by kind of sheer force of effort, to restore part of that story. So you can now see a version, anyway, of the 1919 Anne of Green Gables movie, and we'll be talking about how that project came about as well. So be sure to join us, and again, they also live east of here, so again, the time's going to be a little different, and we're going to meet for that one Wednesday, November 21st at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Central Time, 6 p.m. Mountain Time, and 5 p.m. Pacific Time. And if these earlier times work better for you, be sure to let me know. I'm still kind of feeling my way on what works the best for people. We still get a lot more listens to the archives and to the live shows, and it's great when we can have a little bit more live interaction. So if this works better than you, please let me know. If you aren't able to listen live, but you've got a question about one of these topics, feel free to go ahead and you can email me at info@TrundleBedTales. You can find me under Sarah Utoff on Facebook and LinkedIn and Google+. And you can find me at TrundleBedTales at Twitter. So feel free to go ahead and ask the question ahead of time, too, if that works out better for you. And speaking of which, I did want to just run through one more time where you can find information about me and Trundle Bed Tales. My website is trundlebedtales.com, and there are links there to all the things I'm going to be talking about. But besides Trundle Bed Tales, my blog, which I call Sarah's Notebook, is at trundlebedtales.wordpress.com. I also blog as part of the team at Beyond Little House, which is the sponsor of the National Conference on Laura Ingalls Wilder. We've done two now, and We are starting work on our next one for 2015. You can also find me under Trundlebed Tales on YouTube. And especially there, pay attention to my trip diaries. People seem to really like those from when I go and visit the Laura site. You can also find me on Facebook under my name. You can find me on Google Plus under my name. And you can find me on LinkedIn under my name. You can follow me on Twitter at Trundlebed Tales. And I always keep a link on both my website and my blog for my latest brochure if you want to see that update. Now, also on LinkedIn, we have a membership group there for people from the Laura Ingalls Wilder Legacy and Research Association. But basically, it's people who are interested in Laura. So if you're on LinkedIn, be sure to join our group there. And I really am looking forward to seeing everyone tomorrow night. I hope you tune in to find out all about Thanksgiving. I wanted to let you know that before tonight's update, that we started out with 28,605 listens. So we're coming right along. I have a goal to make 30,000 before the end of the year, and it looks like we're going to do it. A large part thanks to you. I appreciate everybody listening in, downloading and streaming, and spreading the word. We have been getting a lot better response to the last few shows, and I really do thank all my fans for paying attention and listening, and I hope that you enjoy learning more about Laura. That's going to be about it for tonight. November, an unusually busy month for Laura, and we'll see what happens in December. So thank you, and I hope that I will see all of you again tomorrow night.